Welcome back to the third episode on the I Am Mook podcast. I'm your host, Mook, but you can call me Mooksaurus, Mooknanimous, Mookus Darnelius, or globally, I am called King Daddy Mook. How are y'all doing today? We should know this answer by now. The answer is, I'm always good. Come on now. But anyways, last episode, we covered the topic of purpose. I mean, we also talked about Goku and chlamydia, but the main focus was purpose. By the end of the second episode, we were left with wondering how to uncover our purpose, how to pursue it, how to live it. And that's what this third episode is about. There will be times when we're pursuing our purpose and we'll come across uncomfortable situations. We'll come across conflict or opposition. And it's up to us to persevere. It's up to us to keep pushing. And now that I think about it, story time. Now, all my stories are not sexcapades. It just so happens that the second one happens to be another one. But hear me out. So I was talking to this girl whose whole family was blind. Now, I'm not sure like the correct terminology or if there's like a correct medical term for me to be using. So I'm sorry if I offend anyone, but you know, the niggas couldn't see. Neither her mom or her dad. And her sister was half blind. She could see out of one eye, but the other one was like grayed out. It was white. And I remember back then thinking, she looks cool as shit. Like, I thought that was a Byakugan. So I'm like, oh my God, she has abilities. Now, her parents slept upstairs. So we couldn't do the do upstairs because, you know, they might hear us. So we're downstairs in the living room doing the do. All of a sudden, her dad starts walking down the stairs and stops in the staircase, which can see into the living room, and starts talking to his daughter while she's on me. My heart dropped. I was like, oh my God, we're caught. But then she just starts talking to him, and then it clicked in my mind, he cannot see us. We're safe. Now, my heart's still moving fast as hell. I'm still terrified. I'm like, oh my God, I just can't make no movements. Just chill. I just got to sit there. And while he's talking to her, for some reason, brother man stops talking, and he just lifts his head up in the air and just, this nigga smelling air like Akamaru. I know he's going to smell the love in the air. See, the thing is, when you lose one sense, the other sense is heightened. So I'm terrified at this point. But you got to understand, just because he's blind, he wasn't at the disadvantage. I'm at the disadvantage. I'm like 5'1", he's like 6'12". If this was Lord of the Rings, I'm the hobbit and he's the tree. One swing by him and I'm knocked the fuck out. Now, I'm assuming he didn't anticipate us to be in the midst of it, but I'm pretty sure he knew it happened. But she would not let me up while he's talking to her. She just kept going. So while she's conversating with him, we're still doing the do. And you know what? That was a learning point in my life. No matter how hard the situation is, no matter how uncomfortable I am in that situation, I gotta keep pushing. I gotta finish. I gotta persevere. And that's what you should do in life too. Not have sex with your significant other in front of their parents, but whenever life throws a curveball at you, whenever things get uncomfortable or difficult, you gotta keep pushing forward. You gotta persevere. You gotta overcome the obstacle. That's what this episode is about. Overcoming the obstacles, overcoming uncomfortable situations. And that's why I want to present a challenge to you. Right now, I'm on a cleanse. That cleanse consists of no TV shows, no movies, no social media, no video games, no sex, porn, masturbation, or hentai, sadly. The shit's good, don't judge me. And the only thing I can ingest is fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, paws, salmon, and I believe beans. That's it. To drink, I'm only allowed water. And I'll be doing this for the next few years. Now, my challenge is for you to do the same, but instead of doing it for years, I challenge you to put yourself in an uncomfortable position for 2 days, for 48 hours. Can you do this cleanse for 48 hours? The reason why I do this is because I think we would naturally gravitate towards our purpose if the distractions were limited. I can talk about stories all day. I can talk about self-improvement, but sometimes we need to put these talks into action. Sometimes the advice that's given needs to be put in play. On this podcast, I would like to do more than just talk and joke and pass out information. I would like for us all as a community to enjoy life, to live a fulfilled life, to have a reason for being. I would like to limit the mental stress, right? Now, I'm not saying that this 48-hour cleanse is going to be easy. It's probably going to be difficult for many of you. But that's the point. Overcoming adversity, overcoming obstacles, overcoming pushback. This is not something that life is throwing at you. This is something you're setting up for yourself. If you do end up doing this 48-hour challenge, please let me know how it was for you. Were you anxious? Was it fun? Could you go longer? Did you quit? Don't beat yourself up if you didn't finish it. Don't beat yourself up if you don't even attempt it. But I really think you should at least try to attempt it. Isn't it important to figure out what you're meant to be doing in life? Isn't it important to be a better version of you? Be better today than you were yesterday and be better tomorrow than you were today, every day? I think so. So let me know how the challenge worked out for you. And if the challenge was difficult, if life is difficult, then in the next episode, we're going to talk about how to steel your mind, how to remain calm during the adversity. The world could be burning around you and you should still have peace. All right, you mooks, I'll see you in the next episode.